First, the bad news. SAP Business AI won't generate amusing holiday cards, but it will personalize career paths for your people and let you know which suppliers are best, so you can be ready for the next opportunity. Revolutionary technology, real-world results. That's SAP Business AI.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, November 17th. I'm Ariana Spuru for The Wall Street Journal. This time next week, shoppers will flood online sites and shopping malls as holiday sales for Black Friday and Cyber Monday kick off. With prices and interest rates high, this season of giving is coming at a bad time to spend money.
With the resumption of student loan payments, people are really starting to feel stretched thin. Simultaneously, you can get as high as 5% yields on high-yield savings accounts, certificates of deposits, and bonds. So it's even more lucrative to save right now than spend.
We'll hear from WSJ reporter Oyin Adedoyin after the break.
This episode is brought to you by the new season of Mozilla's award-winning podcast, IRL. We hear a lot about AI, but not a lot about the people who create it. Go around the world with host Bridget Todd to meet the people who are building better AI while asking the question, can we reclaim AI to put people over profit? IRL, online life is real life. Listen wherever you get your podcasts or at irlpodcast.org.
We're about a week away from Black Friday and the start of holiday season. But as people gear up for shopping, it might not be the best time financially to splurge. WSJ personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin joins me. So Oyin, a rule of thumb for people looking to save some money is, you know, don't spend it. But run me through why now specifically is a bad time to spend money.
The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates to a two-decade high. This means that everything from holding credit card debt, getting an auto loan, and buying a house is even more expensive than usual. Not to mention, with the resumption of student loan payments, people are really starting to feel stretched thin. Simultaneously, you can get as high as 5% yields on high-yield savings accounts, certificates of deposits, and bonds. So it's even more lucrative to save right now than spend. For that reason, any dollar spent today is a lost opportunity to earn as much as 5% on those savings accounts.
It seems like a lot's going on, and the timing of this is a little rough, given that the holidays are rapidly approaching. How much money are people expected to spend this season?
Holiday spending is really expected to ramp up this season again to grow to about $966.6 billion this year. That's upwards of 3% more spending than last year. And that brings us back to what we were seeing around pre-pandemic levels during the holidays.
You spoke to financial advisors and behavioral economists about what people can do to curb the spending. What are some ways that people can prepare for it, even before Black Friday?
The biggest thing I heard is don't wait until New Year's. A University of Penn professor studies the idea of fresh starts, and she told me that starting something at the beginning of anything can help people maintain goals. So think about the first of the month or a birthday or a new season. Another thing to consider is before you even start your Christmas shopping, give yourself an audit. That means taking into account maybe the past few years of holiday spending, not just including gifts, but also travel, any dinners that you went out to during the holidays, any, you know, plans with friends, really adding all of that stuff up to get a better idea of how much you usually spend during the holidays and where you can cut. Matt Bazell, who owns a financial advising firm in Wisconsin, said, despite the access to technology that we have today, he prefers actually getting out a pen and paper and writing out each of those expenses by hand. There's something about that connection that makes it stick better in your brain. And it doesn't have to be painful. You can look at your finances and see that you spent maybe $2,000 to go on a vacation and it was actually a really great experience. That way you can figure out, how can I make this experience happen again without breaking the bank?
And another big thing with the holidays is buying presents. So once people have their gifting lists and they check it twice, what should people know as they go shopping?
Professors told me to do all of your holiday shopping at once. It's kind of a brain hack to prevent overspending. And if you can't do all of it at once, maybe split your holiday shopping to small intervals, buying as much as you can so that you don't exceed your budgets. Another thing that I heard is to be honest with your family and friends about where you're at financially. If this year spending a ton on gifts is just not as feasible for you, let them know. A woman that I spoke with recently switched jobs, and she said that her and her husband are thinking about offering their family member free technology help coupons in order to help them with any kind of technological assistance that they might need. It's a free gift, but it's also a really thoughtful one, and it's an extension of time over money.
So people are getting a little creative with the gifts that they're giving this year.
Exactly. Creativity is key this year.
A lot of people set financial goals for the new year. What should they keep in mind when setting them for 2024?
A professor at the University of Chicago who studies financial decisions told me that we tend to budget with our regular expenses in mind, but we leave out those big unexpected purchases. So think about when your tire is flat on the side of the road and you have to spring for a new tire, or when something breaks in your house and you've got to spend thousands of dollars fixing it. Try to incorporate those big unexpected purchases into your regular budget so that they don't blindside you. People are also trying to put their money towards gifts that are going to extend even longer past the holidays. Some families are putting money into 529 accounts for college savings. That way, when children grow up, they'll have more money for college.
And that's it for your money briefing. We'll be back Monday morning with WSJ's Imani Moiz to discuss what the end of the budgeting app Mint means for users. Today's show was hosted and produced by me, Ariana Aspuru. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Amuslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. We'll be back with a new show on Monday morning. Thanks for listening.